That'd be it's kind of an up and down game for us, but I thought we executed and we finally got a few goals and kind of got the team going, and it was fun to play. Doyle was great, and we're kind of just building a little streak here and having some fun.
Do you feel like the first period you were well rewarded for kind of the intensity and the kind of commitment that you guys came out with? It seemed like a really kind of dominant opening period.
I think so. I think we finally got some bounces. And you can see once bounces went our way, we kind of rolled with it because it felt great. And, you know, kudos to Doug and Mark. We were prepared. We, you know, power play went out there. We got one early, and it was kind of a boost to our bench. And we just went from there, and it feels great to win.
Talk me through your night from your perspective. Two goals and an assist. Just talk me through the goals.
I don't know. Just kind of lucky bounces. And Legui makes a great deke and puts it through the five hole on the assist, and the breakaway goal was Sirianni just heading on a swivel and finding me coming late. I know Doug was probably, I don't think he was happy because I kind of blew the zone a little bit, but I was lucky enough to get on my tape and go in against the goalie.
And with the assist for Legui, I thought it really kind of summed up kind of the team's persistence. I mean, you're kind of holding off two guys to get the puck to him. Is that how you saw it?
I kind of feel sorry for Legui sometimes when I'm in the corner. You know, he's trying to find an opening, and I'm, you know, in a battle, it's tough to find him. I think he's open a lot, but I know that if I can get out of that corner, that he's a shooter, he's a scorer, and if I find him, it's in the back of the net, and he did a great job putting that puck in the back of the net today.
We spoke earlier in the season about kind of confidence and things like that, and you said it might take a lucky bounce or a goal or a fight or something like that. Do you think the squad has found that kind of confidence that they were looking for with the back-to-back wins against Nottingham and then again this dominant performance tonight?
I think it's no question when we spoke earlier that, you know, we were a little unconfident, but look at those two big wins against Nottingham. I think everybody that sees this team right now, we're having fun, we're playing, we're winning, and it's a completely different team. And I told you, I stand beside it, that a confident hockey team is a winning hockey team. And we're going on a little bit of a roll right now. It's fun, but we're not going to look too far into it. One game at a time, you know, one shift at a time, and we'll be lucky if we can keep this rolling.
Talk with you the game winner the other night at Nottingham. That must have been a special moment.
That was pretty cool. Just because the rivalry, the building was full, and it was like a set stage. You could tell, like, it was pretty cool to play, you know, that type of game. And to score the overtime winner, I was fortunate enough to get that goal, and it was a pretty big part in my career so far. And, you know, the fans and all the people supporting the team, and, you know, the people that are around the team, you know, they really enjoyed their time winning and beating Nottingham, so I'll take it.
And of course, we talked about the fact that you'd missed the kind of couple of rivalry games before that. So I know when we spoke beforehand, you were talking about the fact that you really had a point to prove.
Well, yeah, it hurt to watch those games, you know, to play in front of all those people. And it's the games you want to play in. It's the big games. And, you know, it just felt great to get in there. And I was fortunate enough to make the best of my opportunity.
Looking ahead to the weekend and two away road trips, you've got Brayhead on the Saturday, a team that kind of had the steeliest number so far this year.
Yeah, that road trip, we're really going to have to come together as a team. It's going to be a tough go. The travel's going to be kind of brutal, but like I said in our previous interview, we're professional athletes, and we got to find a way. And it's going to have to be road hockey. We're going to have to be it's going to have to be a team game, and hopefully we get some luck and we ride this rider, you know, as much as we can and win some games and have some fun.
When you look at the two games against Brayhead earlier in the year, the overtime shootout loss and then the game where the other game at the Motor Point where they won 4-2, what do you have to do differently as a team to come away with the points, especially in their arena?
I think just play our game right now, the way things have been rolling for us. Don't play into anybody else. We have the personnel. We got the guys to do it here. And we're a different team from back then. We're getting healthy. We're getting confident players. We're getting guys that are having fun. And I think that, you know, they're good teams, and any team can win in any given night. But it's going to be the team that wants it more and works hard. And you know, right now, we're just going to roll with it.